From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The 2026 American Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Leadership Conference is coming up quickly. Chad Smith tells us it allows young farmers to become advocates for agriculture.
Rooted in resilience is the theme for the 2026 YF&R Conference, set for March 13th through the 16th in Portland, Oregon. Massachusetts farmer Ryan McKay is this year's YF&R chair and talked about what's coming up at this year's conference.
We are really excited about the 2026 Leadership Conference. The conference is returning to the Pacific Northwest for the first time this year since 2001. And it'll include attendees and young farmers and ranchers from all across the country, from Puerto Rico to Canada.
He said attendees will get a lot out of this year's conference.
The conference features a strong lineup of breakout sessions, including topics such as leveraging AI to enhance farm and ranch operations. Also, we are offering a strong lineup of tours that highlight both the Portland area and agricultural operations in the Northwest.
Getting involved in advocacy as young farmers and ranchers is essential to the future success of U.S. agriculture.
Because it ensures the next generation has a seat at the table in influencing policy, regulations, and public perceptions that will directly impact our long-term ability to farm. And I think the YF&R program gives us that seat at the table and the tools to grow.
Attendees can register for the conference at fb.org/event. Chad Smith, Washington.
Women farmers in the spotlight in 2026. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Keep up to date with new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes, and fun, crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from featured families to fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained and in the know. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Ringing in the new year, the United Nations is recognizing 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer, which aims to spotlight the contributions of women in agriculture and agribusiness. The American Farm Bureau Federation, along with 15 other U.S. members of an International Year of the Woman Farmer working group, is collaborating to boost this new initiative by launching an information hub that will help celebrate and advance women in agriculture. Isabella Chisholm, an Indiana row crop farmer and chair of AFBF's Women's Leadership Committee, said farm and ranch women contribute so much to our society. The AFBF Women's Leadership Committee has planned upcoming programs and events for the coming year, including the International Year of the Woman Farmer ACE Summit in Washington, D.C., from June 1st through the 3rd. This event will help power, equip, and connect women in ag through informative sessions and social networking. Next, Insight with Glenn Brunko.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Glenn Brunko.
This week marks the end of 2025 and the beginning of 2026. While some would like to forget this last year altogether, others had a pretty good year. Yes, I'm talking about the difference between those raising crops and those with cattle. It was a year of extremes. But whether you loved it or hated it, 2025 is now in the rearview mirror and 2026 is straight ahead. And the coming year is an election year, which means your involvement matters even more for agriculture. If you're a member of Voters Organized to elect Farm Bureau friends, thank you. Now is the time to start researching candidates and forming informed opinions. If you haven't contributed yet, I encourage you to do so and make your voice heard when your county evaluation committee meets. Farmers and ranchers make up a smaller share of the population every year, which means we have to work harder to be heard. Agriculture is Kansas's largest industry, and we need leaders who understand it, or at least who are willing to listen. That starts with you. Get to know the candidates and stay engaged. As the calendar turns to January, our work is as important now as it has ever been.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.